This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton, says that he's getting a lot of questions about herbicide injury and winter overkill. Dennis, one thing about Kansas, there's always some odd weather, and we're maybe starting to see some effects in the home landscape caused by some odd weather.
Every year, working in the gardening world, horticulture world in Kansas is always interesting, but for some reason, I think 2018 may take the cake. It may be the most bizarre because we've had, you know, warm, cold, warm, hot instead of warm. And so it's just really kept horticulturists, gardeners, whether you're the farmer or whether you're the backyard gardener, it's kept us on our toes this year.
One of the questions you're getting deals with herbicide and winter injury.
Yeah, you know, we've seen so much winter kill over the winter months on a lot of our plants that some that are kind of marginal in our climate and some that are fairly durable. And I think it has to do with we did hit -2 there a few days. You know, in some parts of the state were colder, some were warmer. And you combine that with extremely dry late summer, fall, winter we have. Many plants died to the ground. The good news is a lot of them came back from their root system. Many of the plants that have come back, like crepe myrtle, butterfly bush, a few others, all the growth is coming right from the base. So, you know, now's a good time to get out there and just clean the plant up and take out all that dead wood and allow that new growth to flourish. If you're going to water during the summer, you may want to put a little bit of fertilizer on it too, just to encourage a little bit more growth. But outside of that, if you're seeing no signs of life out of those plants at this point, especially with the warm May we had, then more than likely that plant is, well, let's just say toast.
At that point, then, do we need to think about replacements and do we need to just get them out of that space?
You know, dead is dead. It's probably not going to really cause any problems leaving it there. I think the question would be, yes, you could certainly go ahead and replace. But, you know, with as wacky as weather we've had this spring, you know, winter, are we betting that summer is going to be hot and dry that's going to make it more difficult to establish? Is summer going to be more normal or are we going to have abundant rainfall? You know, if you're an optimist, you'd plant and roll with the punches. If you're a pessimist and think, oh my gosh, this is just the start of a long June, July, August, September of hot, dry, then you may want to wait so you have one less plant to worry about taking care of in a hot, dry summer. The other main problem we're seeing on our gardening hotline this year is about every day we're getting 3 or 4 questions or photos on plants in the garden, vegetables, flowers, trees, shrubs, damaged by herbicides. With everyone out there this spring on those warmer, windy days back in March, spraying the broadleaf herbicides to control dandelions and things, now we're paying the price. The good news is most of those plants that were just damaged by a drift will be fine. They'll recover, but they will be a little bit delayed. But, you know, those weeds, the dandelions henbit, are best controlled in the fall months when there's small little rosettes just starting to grow and plants are going dormant. Now let's fast forward here to end of May. For some reason, what rain did move through, it seems like every weed seed, because of that warmer period we had early on, has really just gone into overdrive. Crabgrass started germinating early, so I think it's going to be a bad weed summer for us. The best control is something that's been around since the dawn of time, and that is the good old-fashioned hoe. You know, people don't like using it because it's hot and sweaty and gets calluses on your hands, but it's pretty darn effective. You know, spot spraying some herbicides very carefully, especially kind of some of the more glyphosate products that don't tend to drift. It's our broadleaf herbicides that tend to drift and affect our other broadleaf plants. But, you know, the other best thing to take care of weeds is that good old layer of mulch. 3-4 inches of mulch, whether it be in the flower garden, the shrub garden, or the vegetable garden, tends to be our most effective weed control. And best of all, it's organic, and it also has other side benefits as controlling moisture, keeping the soil cooler during a hot summer for better plant growth, and in the vegetable garden, better production, more rewards, more harvest to take in and enjoy.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Dennis Patton. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.